It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
You know, we got a new lake. Well, it's not a new lake. It's the same old lake, but it's got a new name. And you'd say to yourself, well, why did they rename Lake Ontario? Is this just Trump being Trump? Well, yeah, kinda. President Trump signed an executive order today renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. I love it. And you know why he's doing it, don't you? You know why he's doing it. Canada does not want to talk about tariffs with us. Canada wants all of this free stuff they've been getting for the past several decades. And they even had the gall, unmitigated gall, when we bought the new icebreakers from Finland. I think they're in. I think we've got them. They had the gall to...
You think we could use those? Because we don't have icebreakers. Our icebreakers aren't working very well. We have to borrow Russia's because our icebreakers are...
Oh, yeah. What are you going to give us?
Well, we can't give you anything.
Well, maybe you could buy some of our dairy products and sell them.
No, we can't do that either.
Maybe you could buy some of the cards we build.
No, I can't do that. No, that would hurt our economy. We can't do that.
But you want our icebreakers. So Trump is trying to mess with them. And when I say mess with them, he's trying to fool around with them, if you know what I mean. And so he's using the same reasoning that he used with the Gulf of America. So why do we call this the Gulf of Mexico? More American shoreline touches that Gulf than Mexican shoreline.
Oh, no, that's not true. Look down there by the Yucatan.
That is the Caribbean Sea. Now, if Mexico wants to rename the Caribbean Sea the Mexican Sea, fine, whatever. We'll humor them. But that's what Trump decided he was going to do. Let's rename the Gulf of America because more American shoreline touches the Gulf than does the Mexican shoreline. So more of the American shoreline of Lake Ontario is American than Ontario, Canada. He's using the same reasoning. And so he did that today. That was one of the big things that happened today, and I love it. We can talk about that. Stitt wants a constitutional convention, a state constitutional convention. Actually, I think it's a pretty good idea, and I'll tell you why. Gettner Drummond says he has secured even more money for Oklahoma from Facebook and the Facebook settlement. It's got to go specifically to one particular thing. City of Norman has rejected 3 interchanges to the new turnpike. That's not going to stop the turnpike. And they're calling her the Chickasaw Commie. Is she really a nurse? Is she really Chickasaw? Is she really of African-American heritage? Does she really have an autistic son? And she's the Democrat candidate for U.S. Senator from Oklahoma. Is she going to win? We'll talk about all that coming up on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and freedom969.com, the website. You can email me to lmatthews@freedom969.com. Find me on Facebook and on X profiles. No, I'm not on TikTok, and I am not on Instagram. 2 social media platforms is about all my little feeble brain can handle. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Hi, thanks for joining in on the conversation at 405-608-4377. What is your name?
Lee, Dave and
Stroud. Hello, Dave and Stroud.
Hey, brother, I think you're missing a bigger point about the Gulf of America.
Mm-hmm.
Because what continent is Mexico a part of?
America!
North America,
yeah.
You are correct, sir. And the whole thing, it's North America, Central America, South America.
Yes.
So, you know, anybody wants to complain, no, look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Now, the Lake of America, Lake of Ontario, I think it's spectacular. I really don't care how much shoreline it touches, it doesn't touch, whatever. The Canadians, you know, they beg and want us to help them, but they always tell us to bend over and take it like a man or a woman.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm the Canadians. I'm just.
How's it going down there, eh?
Exactly. I like.
How many kilometers per hour were you going over the speed limit when that prowler pulled you over, eh?
Exactly. If you ever watch or ever seen the old South Park television shows, I like how they think and feel about Canada.
Yeah.
And watch some of the old ones, and they even draw the people differently. They talk differently. They can't stand the Canadians. So, thanks, Lee.
You're quite welcome, eh? Good to talk to you again, eh? How about that Mountie, eh? 405-608-4377. I know they don't all say that. I think that's the Albertans that have the they say A after everything. I have known some folks from Nova Scotia. Knew a lot of people from Nova Scotia, and then Toronto, Ontario. Okay, so Ontario, Quebec. I don't know hardly anybody from, but I do know that when they would come down to Louisiana, their dialect of French is closest to the Acadie French than it is to Parisian French, and the Parisian French have equal disdain for Quebecan French as they do the Acadie French dialect that they speak down in Louisiana. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hey, this is Brady. I'm leaving Thunderbird Casino.
How you doing?
Yeah, I have Canada. I went to Canada in my younger years, went to Calgary.
Yeah.
And I really, by the way, that's Lake America, not Lake of the America. It's Lake America.
Right. It's Lake America, like Lake Michigan or Lake Erie. So it's not Lake of. Yeah, it's Lake America.
But I went to Canada back in my younger years, and Calgary was awesome. It was like Oklahoma, but it was 30 degrees colder.
That's their Calgary's like that's their oil province, isn't it?
Yeah, round bales of hay. You go one direction, you're in the mountains. You go the other direction, you're in the hot springs and stuff. And I've never in my life seen so many single women, and they were thin women. And I was up there for quite a long time, and finally the last couple, last day I was there, I think I seen at a Humpty Dumpty store, I seen a large woman. Other
than that, well, that's because in the winter, they burn off all the fat to, trying to stay warm.
Yeah. And I'm a $2 bill guy, too, by the way. And so I go up there, and they have coins. I tip $2 bills at some of the clubs we went to. Oh, they thought that was awesome because it was a 2-for-1 exchange rate, so I'd be tipping $4.
$4,
But now the rest of Canada, French Canada, and over where all the nothing. Now, right across from Detroit, there's a place in Canada, nothing but strip bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's where you used to go.
Right. Well, that's where the
allegedly.
Isn't that where all the United Auto Workers have to go to have a good time?
Exactly. Yeah. I was United Auto Workers. And allegedly, that's where I got my Cuban cigars that you had to stick. Allegedly. If I was to do anything like that.
You contraband.
Yeah, I just left. they searched the bus, and I'm going, oh, no. But I tell you what, there's one thing you do. If you drive into Canada, I flew. I was wearing a leather jacket. They asked me if I was some kind of a gang member or something like that.
And you said, yes, I am. I'm a member of the oilmen. Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
But they pulled me over to the side and asked me if a gang, but I had a little girlfriend up there, and she was a cutie. Like I said, I enjoyed Canada, but nothing like being in the back of the United States. But if you drive over there and you accidentally leave your gun on or something like that, they throw a freaking fit.
My
grandfather did.
Mm-hmm. they don't have a right to bear arms in Canada.
No, they don't even like guns. I mean, they got a lot of hunting and stuff like that. But they was giving away land up there way off to the west, I guess. They give you land if you, you know, but there's no electric, no anything. You just
right. It's like living in Alaska. It's like living in Alaska, and you know, you're so far north. You're either snowed in for 8 months of the year, or the sun never sets.
But you know, up here, if someone spills a glass of ice, everybody freaks out, especially down where the sun's at in Texas. In Canada, it'll snow 14 inches. They just get up, go shovel their car out, and go take
and
their
go.
Kids to school. And
they unplug it first from the plug that's been to keep the oil pan from freezing. But yeah, they unplug it and then. they start it, then they unplug it, then they shovel out the driveway so they can get out in the street. Yeah.
So, and Lee, real quick, what happened to Canada becoming our 51st state? What happened to that?
Well, he's still talking about it. And that's, you know, Trump talked a little about that today in a press conference when he was signing the executive order to rename Lake Ontario to Lake America. He said, the reason I talk about making them a state is because they want to be a state. They want all of our goodies, but they don't want to give anything. So, you know, if we make them a state, at least their taxes will come our way.
Yeah, and by the way, it used to be HOMES, the acronym for the lakes.
Yeah.
Now it's HAMES.
I think so. Hams. Hams. Yeah. Just like the beer, right?
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, I guess I'll be listening.
Have a
good one.
Thanks for listening.
Have your producer call me, by the way.
I will. Yeah. Some time ago, he won a little goodie from us, and he hasn't come to pick it up. And Rowdy, it's awfully difficult to get you your prize when you're casino hopping like you are. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So we had that happen today. The president signed an executive order renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America. What, if anything, do you think about that? Oklahoma could soon hold its first state constitutional convention in 56 years. Earlier on Wednesday, Governor Stitt announced that he would put his recommendation on whether the legislature can call a constitutional convention to a vote of the people. The question hasn't been voted on since 1970, despite the constitutional provisions requiring a vote every 20 years. The Oklahoma Constitution is clear. Every 20 years, we have the right to decide whether it's time to call a constitutional convention, said Governor Stitt. It's been 56 years since the question was sent to the people. This action puts the question to the people and ensures Oklahomans finally get the opportunity their Constitution guarantees. The governor set a special date for that election, April 6th, 2027. So April 6th of next year, we will get a chance to vote on whether or not we have a constitutional convention. Is it a waste of money? I don't think so. I think that there are some provisions in our state constitution that need to be changed. And I think the biggest one is Article 9. Article 9 is the article that says no state funds shall go to a religious organization of any kind. And so that's prevented many charter schools that would be sponsored by churches from being able to be formed. Now, right now, there is a Jewish community that is challenging this in court because a similar measure made it to the Supreme Court, I want to say in Utah. Doesn't really matter. The United States Supreme Court, and it was in February of 2021, I think, they ruled, yes, state funds can go to a religious organization if the religious organization doesn't require you to convert to that religion in order to enjoy the benefit. So, in other words, if a Jewish community wants to form a charter school, they can and get state money to do it as long as they don't require you to be Jewish to go to that school. And it makes sense in this day and age of virtual schools. The Roman Catholics were trying to do that with their San Isidore de Seville charter school, which was largely going to be online and did not require you to convert to Catholicism to go to the school. All you had to do was go to the school. and pay the tuition. And it was stopped by Gettner Drummond. Honestly, I didn't like that Gettner Drummond stopped it, but I agree with why he stopped it, because the state constitution clearly says, no, state money will not go to a religious organization. Now, here's the pushback I get. Well, if we do that, then the Satanists can come along and say, well, we want a charter school. No, they can't, because Satanism is not a Judeo-Christian religion. And our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, our American culture is based upon Judeo-Christian tradition. That doesn't mean it's religious, and that doesn't mean there's state-sponsored religion. But that is why the Supreme Court voted the way they did. Because if an organization is allowing you to go to their school and you don't have to convert to their particular religion to go to that school, they are not sponsoring religion with the state money. So anyway, I think we should have a constitutional convention and we should eliminate that Article 9 at least. But what do you think? We'll talk more about it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. You hear me talk about my good friends over at Frontier Auto Group and that they're a family business. No, it's not like, hey, it's a family business. You know what I'm saying? You do us a favor, we do you a favor. No, it's not like that at all. It's the old-fashioned type of family business where dad started it in, what, 1936? And then the son has taken over, and now he's got his sons working with him. And the reason that Frontier Auto Group has been around as long as it has is because they treat people right, and people remember that. And when you're in a small town like El Reno, and you do people wrong, it doesn't take long for you to get run out of town. I know, because I grew up in a small town. Frontier Auto Group. They still do things the old-fashioned way, and if you have a check engine light or a low tire pressure light or weak battery, it needs to be checked, they'll do that. They already do that with their regular service. And I'm going to be broadcasting live next week, so I'd love for you to come out and say hello to me. Take a selfie from Frontier Auto Group, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, just minutes from Oklahoma City, and wherever you are at El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Advance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's talk radio. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your TGIF Friday morning, it's a First Responder Friday. The Oklahoma City Fire Department will be joining us. We'll cover all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, and there was quite a bit going on. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments. Let's go into the weekend right, starting Friday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
We're going to be changing the name of Lake Ontario, effective immediately, to Lake America.
And he did, with the sign of an executive order. Can it be undone by following administrations? Yeah. Will it? I don't know. If they're Republican, probably not. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of changing the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America? And Governor Stitt calling for a constitutional convention, a state constitutional convention, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Dennis writes, Lee, the other day you were speculating as to how many nuclear plants across the United States are in operation at this time. Well, I found out that there are 98 nuclear power plants across 28 states. 57 of those are commercial. Just for your information. Well, thank you, Dennis. In fact, you know that Oklahoma is going to be the testing ground for the new, smaller version of the nuclear power plant. And the U.S. Army announced yesterday it plans to add nuclear micro-reactors at five military bases from New York to Texas as a reliable source of energy independent from the electric grid. Five companies selected by the Army will be awarded up to $2.2 billion in total over 5 years to own, construct, and operate the micro-reactors if they hit set milestones along the way for their performance. The Army expects that more than 20 micro-reactors will be built and operated. Army and industrial officials say micro-reactors offer a resilient power source for critical infrastructure at military installations across the nation in case the grid fails. Reactors can run for years without being refueled. The grants are part of the Army's JANGUS program, launched last year to deliver next-generation nuclear energy. Officials hope to push nuclear development forward so that the advanced reactor designs move beyond the experiments and prototypes to provide power for years to come. Critics have said building more nuclear reactors is too expensive and riskier than any other energy source. Well, you know what? The rewards of the clean, free, almost unlimited energy they provide, I think, outweigh the extra expense. And they're not any more risky than a coal-fired plant or a gas-powered plant. Some of that research, by the way, is going to be done right here in Oklahoma, so we welcome that as well. And like I said, I think I've said on this program a number of times that in the near future, there won't be a substation near your house that you're wired to. There will be a mini nuclear reactor that you are wired to. And so your power will become not only more constant, it'll become more reliable because it won't depend on transmission from miles and miles and miles away. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews and Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Coast Guard has seized more than 7,000 pounds of cocaine in the Caribbean in a bust valued at more than $54.5 million. The suspected smuggling boat was intercepted about 50 miles off the coast of Puerto Rico on Saturday, and five people were detained. The Coast Guard says the vessel was later destroyed because it posed a navigational hazard. Charges have not yet been announced, and the investigation continues. You might spot something spooky in the sky tonight. Rory O'Neill explains.
It's been called an almost blood moon, better known as a near total lunar eclipse, when the Earth's shadow covers most of the moon, turning it almost red. The phenomenon will be visible from coast to coast, but it won't peak until about 12:15 a.m. in the east, closer to 9:15 Pacific time. At its bloodiest peak, about 96% of the moon will be in shadow.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police have released video of a person wanted for questioning in connection with an arson investigation. Investigators say the incident happened February 26th of this year near Northwest 10th Street and Rockwell Avenue. The person in the video may have information about the case. You can see the video and additional images on the Oklahoma City Police Department Facebook page right now. They say anyone who recognizes the person or has information is being asked to contact Oklahoma City Crime Stoppers. They also report a cash reward may be available. A 41-year-old Tulsa man has pleaded guilty to manufacturing DMT in his apartment and to maintaining a drug-involved property and illegally possessing ammunition. Officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office began investigating Aaron Bennett in January of 2025 after receiving information that DMT was being made and sold from the apartment. Investigators later found nearly a pound of the substance and ammunition during a search involving HSI, Broken Arrow Police, and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, in addition to the Oklahoma National Guard. Bennett, who was a previously convicted felon, remains in custody and is set to be sentenced at a later date. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Gettner Drummond says he's scored even more money from the Facebook settlement for Oklahoma. But what is it going to be spent on? That's the question as we continue with the drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate breezy and hot weather with plenty of sunshine and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
former state senator.
Putting more investment into our public schools, protecting health care, finding ways to bring better economic opportunities for working families. Should I be elected governor, I would put a moratorium, a pause on any new projects. What I'm hearing from Oklahomans is that protecting our natural resources is an absolute priority, and they want to see that coming from their next governor.
Okay, so basically, and that's Cindy Munson, by the way, who is the Democrat candidate for governor. She wants to indoctrinate your kids because she thinks that your kids should spend more time in the public school, not less, and that you should have less say over what your kid learns and the school system have more say. And she wants a mandate on the data centers, which in most cases there already is. So... all right. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive to join in the conversation. What do you think of Governor Stitt calling for a state constitutional convention? I do think there are some things in our state constitution that need to be cleaned up, and there are some things that no longer apply. But what do you think? And actually, the state constitution calls for a vote of the people to at least decide if they want to have a convention every 20 years, and we haven't had one in 56. So if anything, we are overdue a vote. Doesn't mean you have to vote for it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Trump renamed Lake Ontario to Lake America. Number one, he's really trying to mess with Canada. Several months ago, it was his suggestion that Canada become our 51st state. And the reason he's saying that, He's being hyper-sarcastic. He's saying because Canada wants all of the goodies that the United States has to offer, but they don't want to pay for them. Like a state. You know, they want all our, they want the rights we have, but they don't want to have to pay for it in the form of income taxes that would come to us. They want all our good stuff. We have been a protectorate of Canada since World War II. I don't know if you knew that. It was part of the Lend-Lease program that was negotiated between Roosevelt and Churchill. Churchill kept calling Roosevelt, please, 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 sir. Please, sir. We need your help. We need arms. We need planes. We need bombs. And Roosevelt, I can't help you out, Winston. I'm so sorry. We can't do that because of that cotton-picking thing they call the blah, blah, blah clause. But I can lend and lease you the equipment.
Yes, sir. What do you mean by lend, lease?
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll let you have all the bombs and guns you want, and you then will let us take on Bermuda and Canada as an American protectorate.
What would that mean, sir?
Well, that would mean we would use Bermuda as a refueling station to transfer planes overseas to you, and we would be able to attack Japan or Russia should they decide to attack Canada.
Jolly well good, sir. I'll sign the papers today. Fax them over.
I'd be delighted, Winston, to fax them over, but the fax machine is not going to be invented for another 40 or 50 years. We'll just have to go in a gentleman's agreement.
Right you are, sir. Now, if you'll just stand up, I'll give you a great big British hug.
Thank you. No, I can't stand up. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. That is the story of how Canada became an American protectorate. Why? I don't think Canada, if Canada has a Navy, they don't have much in the Navy. I know they have an Air Force, but it's mostly American equipment and trained by Americans. For that same reason. So, you know, Canada, Trump is not happy with Canada because they're not willing to talk about tariffs. They are tariffing the hell out of our dairy products. Because, well, we're trying to, we're trying to protect our own dairy industry there, They're tariffing, I want to say machine parts to build vehicles. Well, that's because we got to protect our own factories here, eh? Don't you know we're right across the Lake Ontario there from Detroit? Oh, really? Is that now? Okay. Well, you know what? From now on, we're going to just call it since, by the way, since more American shoreline borders Lake Ontario, we are just going to start calling it Lake America. So that's what he signed into executive order earlier today. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. John writes, Lee, just a thought. Why don't we mandate cooling systems like direct chip cooling with dielectric fluids as one of the main loops, and then have xenon helium mixed secondarily in the loop for the closed loop cooling system? And they won't have access to much water except for the toilet, the water fountain, etc. Let's start looking at nuclear thorium, SMR reactors, and helium, and molten salt for the coolant in parallel binary multi-stage stacks. Make sure you have bonds and clawback clauses. That would also suggest more. I would also be happy to suggest more if you're interested. Well, you know, John, I got to tell you, a bunch of ignorant people out here in this here Oklahoma landscape, and we just don't know what them big old words you're using while you're down there in that coal mine.
Working in a coal mine. Go down, down, down. Working in a coal mine. Whoop, about to slip down.
Coming up with all them words for all us ignorant people. Xenon helium mixed. I don't have anything. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. But it does sound like it is synchromeshed with a multicoil turbovasculator. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, burn!
405-608-4377. Sheldon writes, I'm curious if these data centers could use the produced water from these production wells that end up getting pumped back into the ground. These oil companies are having to pay to have it transported and disposed of. It's not consumable water anyways. Sorry, Sheldon. There is no such word as anyways. It's anyway. Secondarily, it is my understanding, and I'm not a petroleum engineer, it is my understanding that a lot of the wastewater that comes out of wells is high-density salt water and can't really be used for anything. It is so corrosive. That is why, and Oklahoma was one of the few states in the nation that was allowing oil companies to pump their waste salt water fluids down into our empty wells because we didn't, you know, the wells weren't producing anything. There wasn't anything down in there. We've already taken everything out that's in there. And so what else are we going to do with these wells? Well, we can use them to pump this water down in there. And we were charging them to do it. We were making money at it. But then the earthquakes came along and everybody said, oh my God, you're lubricating all of the fault lines that were already a seismically active place and you're just making it worse. So the Corporation Commission put a stop to that. And the earthquakes slowed down. We've still had a few. I'm skeptical, but I'm no geologist either. And I've talked to my sister and her husband, a geologist, and my cousin, a geologist, and one of my best friends from high school, a geologist, and none of them agree. Because there is not enough data to support that the waste well water is lubricating the seismic activity. But because they put a cease and desist to it and it seemingly slowed down or stopped, that's enough to convince the public. Kind of like when that stupid movie The China Syndrome came out and everybody panicked about nuclear energy, and so we put a stop to that. You see how that worked out? Yeah. 405-608-4377. Sheldon, thanks a lot for the call on Freedom. I'm sorry, for the email. On Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Joe.
And where are you, Joe?
Manchester.
Good to hear from you, Joe, in Manchester, my lovely wife's ancestral home.
Must take exception with some of your positions with regard to the earthquakes and all this kind of sort of thing, because okay. I have been, this has affected me directly over the last 20 years. We haven't had an earthquake here in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But what people fail to know, and no one talks about, is these disposal wells that they were drilling to direct the salt water from the producing oil and gas wells were to go to the Arbuckle. The Arbuckle of sucks water in like a sponge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's true.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But to go on with this, the problem arises when they were drilling these wells so fast, so willy-nilly, that they drilled through the Arbuckle to the basement.
Oh.
Do you know where the basement is?
I imagine it's under the Arbuckle.
That's correct. That's where the granite is.
And that's where we keep all our old Elvis albums. So
okay. Well, but there are various cracks and fissures in this granite substructure. Well, if you have never seen a well fracked, you should go watch that being done sometime. You cannot believe the pressures that they are this fracking is done under.
Yeah, I imagine so.
It is humongous pressures. And in addition to the pressures, they have lubricity agents.
Okay.
That causes things to slip and slide. And when you punch into the basement and into these cracks and fissures, under high pressure, with the lubricity of these agents, it allows earthquakes to happen. If they would have been responsible in their drilling operations and gone midway or toward the bottom of the Arbuckle, wouldn't be a problem. But it was never a problem, Lee, until the chase of the chimneys started falling off the people's houses in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, and Shawnee, that's
a bona fide fact.
No, then, I agree. I mean, I went through a couple of these earthquakes, and it was interesting because I'd never been through one, and now I can honestly say the only natural disaster I've not been through is a volcano or a tsunami. But I've been through everything else. Anyway, and the argument that I was making was that Oklahoma no longer accepts the wastewater from out of state, and we're no longer pumping water into these wells. I gathered.
Well, if I may, since I kind of told you what I thought on that, may I change the subject just a freckle?
Well, yeah, sure.
What we were talking about the other day about the data centers.
Oh, yeah.
And you threw out to me, well, are you using a cell phone? Which I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that goes to a data center. Well, you know, we don't have to have all these data centers to use a cell phone. It's all the tracking and everything that goes along with it.
Well, yeah, that was the point I was making.
Do you know what geofencing is?
Oh, yeah, I do. And let's explain it to the people. Let's say you go into Home Depot and you buy a widget at Home Depot, and you leave Home Depot and you are listening to this streaming program at the Home Depot in Blaumansville, Michigan. And as you drive by Blaumansville, Michigan, all of a sudden a Home Depot commercial comes on with a special for that widget you bought, and maybe you'd like to buy another one. because they've tracked what you bought. They know what your IP address of your phone is, and they are trying to entice you back into the Home Depot.
Well, may I counter that?
I don't know if you're countering it, but...
Well, I will.
Okay.
I will. I'd like to, if you'll allow me. What do you think about the people who were incarcerated and still incarcerated because of the January 6th protest?
I don't see how that's relevant to this conversation.
It is very relevant because geofencing is how they identified each and every one of those people.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
It's a surveillance program first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than anything else, it's surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, well, what do you have to hide? I have everything to hide. My business is none of your business.
Well, I agree. But unfortunately, when you participate in commerce, you are being tracked, and it doesn't have to be a cell phone. I don't own a credit card
in the Supreme Court.
Okay, good for you.
Cell phone use is not commerce.
I understand,
but when you buy something on it, it is. But I don't.
Okay, good. Good for you. I'm not arguing with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me talk.
You're welcome. Thank you. Joe in Manchester. He always thinks I'm arguing with him. I'm not arguing with him. I'm just trying to tell him that if you voluntarily use a cell phone in this day and age, everything you do on that cell phone is going to be tracked. And it can be, because that is commerce. It is no different than back in the day, you'd go to a restaurant or a store and you'd write a check. And you know what that merchant a lot of times would do with that check? They would take that check and they would get your, a lot of times there would be an address and a phone number on that check. And it would be your address and your phone number, and they would database it. And they would database it so that they could send you circulars to come and buy more stuff. And that was long before there was ever any cell phone. But you've been monitored for a long, long time. It's just gotten to the point where data is as valuable to an operation. The data of the customers is as valuable as the money itself. And it frustrates the hell out of me. Because I go in to buy something, I want to buy and leave, and they sit there and pester me for 10 minutes to join their mlah-mlah club. I don't want to be in your mlah-mlah club, because you're going to track me even more than you already do. Oh, please, please, please. Freedom 96.9, hi, you're on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hello, John from Oklahoma City.
Hey, John, good to hear from you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, just real short. You were talking a couple of conversations ago. You said something about geologists and engineers. And
yeah. And that I'm not one. Joe seems to think I am, but I'm not one. Go
ahead. No. Yes, sir. This is funny because I was raking leaves. I raked the leaves down there on 30th and Robinson. The guy owned a house right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that park, all them leaves blow up against that one guy's house. Anyway, he was a geologist, and I raked all his leaves one year for $1 a bag. Guess how much money I made?
$10.
Dude, over 100.
Oh, wow.
He had like 100 bags of leaves right there in that yard. Anyway, but he was a geologist. We were joking around.
He was a geologist, and he could afford it at that time. Now, the best way to call a geologist is, oh, waiter. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I had a late lunch meeting earlier today with Eunice Corey, and she and I were talking about the insurance commissioner's race and how important the insurance commission is, not just to homeowners insurance, not just to monitoring rates for car insurance, but health insurance, because there's a lot of tricksters out there and a lot of tricks being played on people when they think they're signed up for Medicare and turns out they weren't, or they get tricked by an outside insurance company and they get kicked off of Medicare. That's even worse. Make sure you get it done right, and get it done right the first time with the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. One phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and they will take care of you. 405-848-5790. It's the best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that'll work for you, and they have a variety of different plans to choose from. So give them a call, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. And if anybody else calls you saying that they're here to help you when it comes to Medicare, just don't even pick up the phone, okay? Because they're not. They'll try to trick you, and it'll end up making things worse for you in the end when it comes to what you have coming to you and what you don't. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I like the way you work it.
He is a Christian nationalist. A mediocre white man.
All right, that is a TikTok video that Nikhila Jasmine Thomas put together. She's running into her bedroom. She's tearing things up. She's finding a pair of scissors and then cutting up a picture of Mark Wayne Mullen, because at that time she thought Mark Wayne Mullen was going to be her opponent. And then he got out of the race because he was going to be the new director of Homeland Security. Now she is the Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate from Oklahoma. I'm not sure I want someone with that kind of a screaming temper to be our senator. More coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. What do you think of Governor Stitt calling for a constitutional convention? Trump renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. And Gettner Drummond says he's secured more money?
KQOB Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. One person was injured in a shooting that occurred Wednesday afternoon in Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A former Beverly Hills Unified School District substitute teacher claims she was fired for an anti-Trump social media post.
Joni Garrett is filing a wrongful termination lawsuit. She says the post was published on her personal Facebook page outside of school hours. It was made the day after a pro-Trump rally on campus following the 2024 presidential election. She said some students took it too far, harassing and intimidating other students. Garrett's been a teacher for 30 years, 15 of those in Beverly Hills Unified. She argues the district violated both state labor law and her First Amendment rights. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A military judge says the self-proclaimed mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks will stand trial.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured in 2003 and has been held in Guantanamo Bay for the past 20 years. Prosecutors sought a trial to start in 2027, but the judge thought it was too soon and said it would instead begin June 5th, 2028. Mohammed and two other 9/11 defendants reached a plea agreement with the Biden administration, but it was revoked after being condemned by 9/11 families. The new trial date comes just weeks before the 25th anniversary of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people that day. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
There will be two Dan Sullivans facing off in the Alaska Senate race following Tuesday's primary. Monica Nelson explains.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan will face off against Democrat Mary Pitola in November's general election. Also on the ballot will be another Republican named Dan Sullivan, a retired teacher from the Alaska Panhandle named Dan J. Sullivan. He made it onto the ballot because in Alaska, the top four vote-getters advanced to the general election regardless of party affiliation. Republicans accuse the second Dan Sullivan of being a Democratic plant aimed at drawing votes away from the first Dan Sullivan. The second Dan Sullivan denies the claim.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. One person was injured in a shooting that occurred Wednesday afternoon in Oklahoma City, with police being called to the area of Southeast 46th Street in Durland before 3 p.m. Officials received reports of a shooting before arriving, with the victim taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Authorities haven't released the extent of the victim's injuries or additional details about what led to the shooting as the investigation continues. A state investigation has found drought, evaporation, limited stream flow, and declining groundwater, not private dams, are behind the Cedar Lake's ongoing water problems in Canadian County. The Oklahoma Water Resources Board says Cedar Lake is about 7 feet below normal and found no evidence the dams are interfering with the lake's water rights or causing nearby wells to decline. Residents have raised concerns about the lake's future and struggling household wells, while the board says Cedar Lake has faced severe drought and has lost supplemental groundwater use since 2003. The investigation also found one of 82 tested wells exceeded the drinking water standard for uranium, and officials are now working with local leaders to address the broader water supply problems. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
City of Norman has rejected three interchanges from the new turnpike. That's not going to stop the turnpike from being built. More on that coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate breezy and hot weather with plenty of sunshine and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We shouldn't be giving water to something else when we need water for life.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
And we need water for our livestock. We're an agricultural town, not an industrial town.
Not last week.
We use a closed-loop system.
Not yesterday.
Keep things cool without constantly pouring water into the system.
Keep up with what's happening.
Today we are launching Operation Economic Outcast
now.
To foreclose the Iranian regime.
With the new Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Sorry. That's on me. I was Facebooking. But now that I have finished, I'm ready to give you my undivided attention. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Governor Stitt says that we need a constitutional convention. Well, actually, he says we need to vote on having a constitutional convention. The reason is our state constitution says we need to vote on having one every 20 years. And we're 56 years overdue. So he's called for one middle of next year. What do you think? Do we need one? Gettner Drummond says that he has secured even more money for Oklahoma from the Facebook settlement. Now will you please vote for me for governor? He announced that $17.2 billion multi-state settlement with Meta on Wednesday over allegations the company used harmful features on Facebook and Instagram to children and teens. The agreement resolves claims by Oklahoma and 46 other states, including Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands as well. It also said that it is one of the largest consumer protection settlements in history. Drummond filed the lawsuit against Meta in 2023, claiming the company designed Instagram with addictive features. They did. Knowing it exposed younger users to serious mental health harms. It did. And misled the public about the platform's safety. It did. Under the agreement, the state will receive a guaranteed $235 million. Which may increase to $334 million. The settlement also requires Meta to add safety features on Facebook and Instagram teen users' accounts. The requirements include prohibitions on comparison features, including disabled cosmetic procedure filters, hard... Okay, so you know this ties into what we were talking about just 15 minutes ago, and that is you are being monitored. Now, we had a caller who was talking about, well, I don't have a cell phone that gets the internet, so I'm not being monitored. Good for you. Good. It won't be long, though, before you're not going to be able to use that cell phone. I'm sorry. And the conveniences that that cell phone brings you, I mean, I can do anything on my Apple phone that I can do on my Apple computer. In fact, more so. And there are some features that I do like. I do like that when I buy certain things from certain websites, it remembers my information. I don't have to type the damn thing in every time I buy something. So that part of it I don't mind. Do I know that they're keeping track of everything that I buy? Yes, I do know that. Is it constitutional? Yes, it is. It's commerce. It really is no different than when you used to go into the store and fill out an entry form for a free vacation. You are giving them your information, and they were databasing it. Ever wonder how you were getting credit card offers when you were a freshman in college? Well, that's how. And it's still happening, just on a larger scale, when it comes to your cell phone. And that's what the data centers are used for. But more so, and this is where I think Joe was the name of the caller, was missing the point. Artificial intelligence needs the ability to process massive amounts of data in order to work properly. Well, what do we need that artificial intelligence for anyway? We're going to need it to cure cancer. Speaking of which, a new treatment for pancreatic cancer is out with a lot of promise. I'll tell you about that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So what do you think of Governor Stitt and the Constitutional Convention? What do you think of Gettner Drummond saying he secured more money? And the city of Norman has rejected three interchanges to the new turnpike. It's not going to stop the turnpike from being built, though. Sorry. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hello, Matt Lee. It's Big D.
Big D or Big B?
Big D. Big D.
Big David. Delta. Yes.
Big Delta. Yeah. Well, that's the nice name they call me.
All right. And where are you?
I'm right now. I'm in Choctaw, but I'm from Edmond.
Originally. All right, sir. But go ahead.
No, I just want to know, what are they going to do with the $235 million? I always hear these settlements that the state gets, these big settlements, but we never really see. Where the heck does the money go?
The court that awarded the settlement has mandated the money go to youth mental health services. Whatever in the name of God's holy trousers that means, I don't know.
Well, if we got $235 million for the state of Oklahoma, we should have the best mental health service in the dang world for the state of Oklahoma.
Well, I would think so, but I don't know. Do we even have a public youth mental health service facility?
I guarantee one thing, we're going to get one.
Well, that's fine. You know, that's fine. I'm all for it. I think we need an adult one first, because we got a lot of wacky people walking around downtown Oklahoma City.
If you're looking for an argument, I'm not going to get
no,
one.
Yeah, no, I know.
But hey, I think that the Constitution, you know, voting on the Constitution program, I think that's good. We ought to vote if they want to vote for it. If we are supposed to have one every 20 years, we're 50 years over.
Well, and that's it. We don't have to have the convention every 20 years. We just need to vote on whether we're going to have one every 20 years.
So exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we have to have one. So
I'm good with it. I'm all good with it.
But I just
want to put somebody the brain, and we need to be monitoring, because when you get $235 million, there's something called FAUD, fraud, that comes into mind all the time.
Yeah.
They figure out a way how to steal the money.
Especially if this particular youth mental health facility is under the umbrella of the Department of Human Services. Huh.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Speaking of fraud, yeah.
It's a joke. Hey. Like going, well, luckily in Oklahoma, we don't need to go to the DMV, but we went to Michigan to open up an office there. And you've got to go to the DMV in Michigan. You can't go to like a tag agency there.
No, you can't. You got to do everything. You got to do everything. And that's the way most states are. I think Oklahoma is the only state that has privatized licensing and license tags and all that stuff.
And it's so convenient. It's very convenient here to do it. It's really easy to go get a tag, go get a license, go get anything.
It's much easier, because if you go to like a neighboring, like Arkansas, and you need to go get your new driver, let's say you move to Arkansas and you got to go re-register your vehicle and you got to go get a new driver's license, you got to stand in one line to get the driver's license, and then you got to stand in another line to get the license tag, and each line is going to be wrapped around the building.
Well, I would say this, you know, I love Arkansas, love going over there, but for me to become a Razorback ain't going to happen.
No. Oh, and I think you can do it online now, but it used to be if you wanted a fishing or hunting license, you had to go to the DMV.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's my bitch, gripe, and complaint.
All righty.
I just wanted to say that. Thank you so much.
You
did a great job.
You too. Thank
Keep
you.
Up the work.
Thank you very much, David. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I was trying to get in touch with my good friend Mike Rustico over at H&H Shooting Sports earlier today, and he's busy at what they call a buyer's meeting. And what that means is he goes and he buys these guns that they're going to be selling at H&H Shooting Sports. And he always wants to get the best guns at the best deal and the greatest variety. And that's why H&H Shooting Sports is here, your firearms superstore. More than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock. H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. And there have been so many incarnations of Glock lately, you'll want to make sure that you keep up with the generation that's the latest. Not sure what's right for you? Try it before you buy it at H&H Shooting Sports. They've got 100 different firearms available for rent on their range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, it's H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian. H&H Shooting Sports.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies tonight. A low of 71, partly cloudy tomorrow, 97 the high. Tomorrow night, 74 the low. Into Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 100. Sunday, sunny, high of 102. Do I hear 103, 103, 104, 105? 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive with Chris and Shawnee. Thank you for hanging on, Chris.
Not a problem. I've been wanting to call for about an hour or so. I've just been hung up.
Well, glad you did.
A couple of things. So Trump actually signed in executive order to change the name of Ontario to Lake America.
That's it. It's Lake America now, baby.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. That's not actually what I called, though. So a couple things. One, and I hate to say this, but I agree with the old boy about the fracking deal. I mean, I live in Shawnee, and we saw those major earthquakes when they were doing that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, there might not be enough study out there, but I think it was a pretty good study of what happens when you do that. But
well, here's my thing. And when I was on the air about the time we were getting those earthquakes, and it seems like for about 6-8 months we were getting one or two a week. And
right.
I had a call from Tulsa, and it was a little old woman who said, I worked in the oil field as a secretary, and we had to log all them earthquakes, and they had a bunch of them in 1954. So this ain't nothing unusual.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing unusual. We get them all the time. I said, okay.
The deal is my granddad did, too. He worked in the oil field, and he said the same thing. Oh, we had earthquakes back when I was drilling, when they were doing it, too. And he drilled water wells as well, and he worked in the oil field. But earthquakes are nothing new, but it just seemed kind of odd that we got some major ones right after they started doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's 100% accurate, that that's what caused it, but with it coinciding with them doing, with the fracking the way that they were doing, it was just kind of odd. So maybe it wasn't.
Well, I've got geologists in my family, and none of them could agree. None of them. Some of them
right,
said,
exactly.
Yeah, it's possible. And the rest of them,
right,
nope,
yeah.
nope, Not enough data. Not enough data to say conclusively that's what's going on.
That's the thing. Not enough data. Well, how much more data do we need? Yeah. I mean, did we need to continue to do it? See if there was a bunch more
earthquakes that kept happening? They're scientists. Yeah, exactly. They've got to know. Yeah. And if they don't know exactly, they won't say. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's true. And that's well, unless you're Fosse.
Yeah.
But all right. One of the other things I want to tell you is, all right, so the state, the mental, as far as the money for the mental institutions for the children or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, the state just handed over the state, basically the state mental institutions or whatever, the individuals that were working for the state that were doing counseling and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That just got turned over to the private sector.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. I know that firsthand because I've got an individual that is now working for that program.
So it's not under the DHS anymore?
It's no longer. Well, I don't know about the youth, but for the adult portion of it.
Oh,
But I'm pretty sure that the whole thing ties in together.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100% sure. I've got another. I'll have to do some checking for to be 100% sure, because I got another individual that works for CPS, which is what used to be DHS, now it's Child Protective Services.
Yeah.
That I need to talk to find out for sure, because that was under that falls under Project Safe. But
okay.
I believe, but I'll have to find out whether or not that's being turned over to civilians as well, rather than state funded. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was, all right, so Canada, well, not just Canada. Canada, most of Europe and everything else has been relying on the U.S. for their military backing for decades. In fact, if you go in and look up, the United Kingdom has more admirals than it does ships.
Yes. That's always been the case, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's odd. They have, I think, the UK's got about 26 vessels, actually, but not all of them are seaworthy.
Yeah.
The whole world.
They used to be, you know, rule Britannia, Britannia rule the waves, and they did. But they don't anymore. Now, I mean, you can go back to the War of 1812, and they had more admirals then than they had ships. And, in fact, they called them either blue admirals or yellow admirals. A blue admiral was an admiral that got to be in charge of ships and actually go and participate in battle. A yellow admiral basically was stuck at the Admiralty, which was like our Pentagon, and did office work.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and the U.S. has a lot of admirals as well.
Yeah.
But we've still got more ships than we do admirals.
Yes. Yes, we do.
But that's the thing. We've been providing the military for the rest of the world, or for the rest of the Western civilized world or whatever, for decades.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's insane.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's where our money's going.
Yep. Chris, thanks a lot for the update and for joining in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Used to be when your car was talking to you, it was a bad thing. You know, like let's say you turned your steering wheel all the way to the left and you heard this sound. Or when you started up the car, steam would come out of the tailpipe because your head gasket broke. You would know. Okay, nowadays, you don't speak your car's language. You have to have a computer connected to it, and that's where Frontier Auto Group comes in. Frontier Auto Group, they've been trusted the franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue to support the community by offering to check vehicles if you have a check engine light, a low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning not doing its job, recall, safety issues, all at no charge. They'll have a look at them. They'll check all of that anyway when you bring in a regular for your regular service or regular scheduled service. So, and a lot of times it doesn't matter of make or model. So get in touch with Frontier Auto Group, Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net, 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City, or everywhere you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. Frontier Auto Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
But a lot of this woke garbage. Thanksgiving is a day of oppression. And you're like, wait, just shut up. I want to watch football. And that was the biggest problem for Francesca Hong. It's not that she wanted to cancel Thanksgiving. It's that she had the personality of someone that makes you want to cancel Thanksgiving. No, not this year. Francesca's coming. No. Tell her I got some kind of bug.
Fox Across America. Weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy skies tonight, 71 for the low, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 97. Tomorrow night, 74 for a low, into Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 100, Sunday, sunny, high of 102. 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Gettner Drummond says he secured even more money for Oklahoma from the Facebook settlement. Actually, he didn't do it single-handedly. He's trying to make it sound like he did, but he didn't. It was 29 other states that also participated in the lawsuit. Two Oklahomans are calling out a state program meant to crack down on uninsured drivers despite having insurance. The system flagged them anyway. Both women say they received notices in the mail last week saying that they needed to fork over a lot of money for driving without something they already have, auto insurance. Joe Leonard, along with another Oklahoma woman, received letters in the mail from the state's Uninsured Vehicle Enforcement Diversion Program, UVED, stating that they were caught on one of the cameras driving without insurance. Is this a flock camera? No, it's not. The UVED program uses no flock cameras. Any UVED notice received originated by a non-flock UVED control camera. All of the data is self-contained and protected by statute. Insurance reporting is required by all carriers writing policies in the state, but not every carrier reports regularly. And other issues, vehicle sales without removing the tag, out-of-state coverage, etc., can result in unexpected notices. However, the team is saying they are quick to address and resolve the issues when contacted. Vehicles that are sold without removing the tag are the most common reason. If the vehicle is not registered in the buyer's name, it appears to belong to the previous owner, who, understandably, no longer has insurance on it. I had a call about this earlier in the week. I'm wondering if that is what happened. He said an in-law gave him a car, and then they got popped for not having insurance. Well, what probably happened is the in-law, after giving them the car, then canceled the insurance on it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. A little later in the program, we'll get to know this new U.S. Senate candidate, Nakia Jasmine Thomas, who's made quite a splash on social media, screaming her way through a TikTok video. I'll explain. Freedom 96.9.
U.S.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
A dramatic rescue in Wyoming has a happy ending. Missouri Deputy Attorney General Sean McElprang has been found alive after spending 6 days missing in the rugged Wind River Range. McElprang was trying to summit Gannett Peak, Wyoming's highest mountain. Rescuers found him dehydrated and disoriented near Scott Lake, then flew him to safety. Authorities say the circumstances that led to his disappearance remain unclear. Michigan is being ranked as the least hard-working state in the country in 2026. More from Mark Mayfield.
That's according to a new Wallet Hub report, which ranked how hard each state works based on factors such as average work week hours, the number of workers with multiple jobs, and average leisure time per day. Michigan took 50th place, meaning it's the least hard-working. The hardest working state was South Dakota, followed by North Dakota and Alaska.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. One person was injured in a shooting that occurred Wednesday afternoon in Oklahoma City, with police being called to the area of Southeast 46th Street in Durland before 3 p.m. Officials received reports of a shooting before arriving, with the victim taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Authorities haven't released the extent of the victim's injuries or additional details about what led to the shooting as the investigation continues. A state investigation has found drought, evaporation, limited stream flow, and declining groundwater, not private dams, are behind the Cedar Lake's ongoing water problems in Canadian County. The Oklahoma Water Resources Board says Cedar Lake is about 7 feet below normal and found no evidence the dams are interfering with the lake's water rights or causing nearby wells to decline. Residents have raised concerns about the lake's future and struggling household wells, while the board says Cedar Lake has faced severe drought and has lost supplemental groundwater use since 2003. The investigation also found one of 82 tested wells exceeded the drinking water standard for uranium. And officials are now working with local leaders to address the broader water supply problems. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at ModusHealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
As Oklahomans go to the polls to make their voices heard this election season, transparency matters. But how do you know who's funding the candidate's campaign? That's where the Oklahoma Ethics Commission comes in, bringing awareness to political donations. It's your source for local campaign finance, showing you who's behind every candidate, so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, bringing transparency to campaign finance. Visit ethics.ok.gov.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Oklahoma's candidate for state senator on the Democrat side is being called the Chickasaw Commie. Can I share? Wait till you hear her platform and her reaction to Mark Wayne Mullen. Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate breezy and hot weather with plenty of sunshine and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The former state senator.
Putting more investment into our public schools, protecting health care, finding ways to bring better economic opportunities for working families. Should I do it?
Cindy Munson, basically going down the Democrat checklist. Keep your kids in school forever and ever and ever. Make sure your kids, you don't have any choice into what your kids learn. Government controls everything, cradle to grave. Yeah. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews with The Drive. After nearly 8 hours of public debate that stretched into the early morning hours, Norman City Council voted 5-4 against a resolution that would have supported proposed interchanges tied to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority's South Expansion Turnpike plans. The vote marked another decision in the ongoing pushback against OTA's proposed 19-mile turnpike route through rural parts of Slaughterville, Noble, and Norman. Much of the meeting was devoted to public comment from frustrated residents as the OTA sought support to continue plans for three interchanges along the south extension at Tecumseh Road, Alameda Street, and Etowah Road. The OTA has said the interchanges are important mostly to emergency response times. The resolution was turned down with Mayor Steven Tyler Holman and council members J.C. Deck, Trey Kirby, and Kyle Steele, and Kimberly Bloggett voting against it. David Moore, volunteer with Pike Off OTA, the group that's opposed to the turnpike, said focusing only on the interchanges misses the larger issue. Okay, it's a smokescreen because you can't support the interchanges unless you support the turnpike, and you can't have the interchanges without a turnpike. So just trying to focus on the interchanges is a big distraction. I agree with him. Just because you didn't want the interchanges doesn't mean the turnpike isn't going to go through, because the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority may as well be the mob.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
Moore also said the opposition to turnpikes in the area has been longstanding, that they've been turning them down for decades. Turnpikes should not be allowed to be built in cities who have expressed a clear desire to not have them. Most people just don't understand what this is really for. I'll tell you what it's for: the trucking industry. They already have stated publicly many times that the turnpikes would not relieve traffic congestion on I-35, so what's that all about? And if it's not there to relieve traffic congestion on I-35, it's not there to serve the citizens of Norman, then what is it there for? To give the trucking industry a bypass. That's the first thing. The trucking lobby is very strong in Oklahoma. The next strongest lobby in Oklahoma is the construction lobby. The more turnpikes you build, the more construction you keep going, and the more concrete you keep pouring, and everything that supports the construction industry is supported. Online controversy is continuing to call out the OTA, with some claiming the agency will build the interchanges anyway. Yeah, they will, because it's like a mom.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
So I'm sorry, Norman. I mean, I'm glad you're trying to stand up to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. But just because you decided not to encourage the interchanges, the Oklahoma Turnpike is going to be built anyway. I'm sorry. Remember, the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, we won't stop till everybody has a turnpike in their backyard. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Don writes, Lee, socialists want free health care. Will the doctors and nurses get paid? What happens if they think they aren't getting paid enough and quit providing service? people that live inside and have indoor plumbing might want free repairs because it's a sanitation horror show that could be put that could put them in the hospital. So it's actually a healthcare issue that should be free. Will the plumbers work for free? I bet the people that want all that free stuff won't work for free, and even if they are working. People that want free transportation don't consider that the people who make and operate the buses, trains, and planes won't work for free. So how can people have free transportation? The only millionaires that have made money without working are pyramid schemers or Bitcoin-type investments that have no actual value. Don, you are absolutely right in everything you just wrote to me. I thank you for it. And for writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com. I had it happen to me just recently when I was buying some eyeglasses. I gave them like $500 to put new lenses in three pair of glasses. When I went to go pick up the glasses, they came back and said, okay, that'll be another $500. I said, no, I've already paid it. Well, no, you didn't. We didn't have it. I said, here's my receipt. I don't know where yours is. So, yeah, you got to watch some people sometimes. I don't know if it's automation. I don't know if it's just dingbats or what. But when it comes to the government, you really got to watch them, especially when it comes to Medicare, because it's almost as though the government doesn't want you to get your Medicare. That's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in, 405-848-5790. Don't let some out-of-town company try to sell you something that's going to get you kicked off of Medicare, because it can happen. And if you're just now signing up for Medicare, born in 1961, getting all the phone calls, the emails, the texts, make sure you get it done right, because you don't want to screw this up on the front end, because then it'll be a mess to try to clean up on the back end. That's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will come in and come up with a plan that works for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
Wait, everything on this IHOP value menu is just $6?
I told you it was amazing. A huge plate of pancakes, bacon, and eggs is just $6.
Wow.
There's also French toast, a ham and cheese omelet, and oh, they got a BLT and fries now.
Okay, we're coming here every day.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Feast for just $6 with the IHOP value menu. $7 in some locations, available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Logan Fury did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he bought a mini treadmill. Is walking on conference calls more distracting than he thought? Yes. And is that because he overestimated his foot-eye coordination? Definitely. But it's Logan's savings, and if he wants to burn calories and any chance at a promotion, we say, good for you, Logan. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, low 71. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 97. Tomorrow night's low 74. Into Saturday, partly cloudy, high 100. Sunday, sunny with a high of 102. It is 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews with the drive. It's Howard in Watonga. Thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Liberty Lee. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, so it's good that, you know, Maisie's moving on to the next phase. And the only thing I don't like about the OTA that kind of reminds me a little bit of California is that kind of like crony capitalism, where they don't believe in any competitive bidding processes, because if the OTA decides to put in a turnpike in your backyard, there's nobody to vote on it, and they basically are scratching the backs of the lobbies that are benefiting from those construction projects.
Now you've got it. Congratulations.
But, they're talking about putting one out near Noble in Slaughterville?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to, right now there's the Kickapoo Turnpike that takes you from I-44 around the Luther area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it takes you down. Okay. It takes you down to about the Fire Lake Casino thereabouts, and Hara New Ulla, that area. Okay, so then they're gonna connect that one, and bring it down from I-40 down around Slaughterville, around Noble, and then connect to 35. So the idea being, you don't have to, if you don't want to take the turnpike, you won't have to drive through Oklahoma City. Now, that's why I say it's for the trucking industry, because the truckers are the ones that end up getting bogged down on I-35 in the middle of town, and when you ain't turning, you ain't earning. So the argument is, well, the truckers have to pay even more for the turnpikes than the regular cars do. Why would any trucking company want to do that? Because the money they make delivering a load either on time or ahead of time is much more to compensate, will compensate for what they're paying in tolls.
Got it. Yeah. Understood.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's an interesting perspective. Is Maisie, do you know if Maisie is pro OTA or is
I don't know. I don't know what he is when it comes to OTA. I mean, I haven't heard him say, but I didn't hear Gettner Drummond say either. So
No. They never even addressed those issues, I don't think.
Now, so, here is what has happened, and I do confess I don't bring this up enough. The members of the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority were all appointed by the governor. That is now changed to one is going to be appointed by the legislature and then the rest by the governor. What they need to do is they need to change it to where all of them are elected, all of them.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And they should have the option of electing to get rid of the OTA altogether.
Right. But, that's, I mean, if you're unhappy with what the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has done, and they're all up for re-election in the upcoming election, and you should have the ability to vote them all off, just like we do the Supreme Court.
Yes, absolutely, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And then the email guy that talked about the socialized medicine.
Yeah.
So in California, they had Covered California, which was an Obamacare, is what it is, essentially. So once upon a time in California, they had many, many specialists, just like Oklahoma. You come here to Oklahoma, they got a million different medical options. They got, they got specialists everywhere. Well, when socialized medicine came to California, many, you can get specialists in California, but you're going to pay through like UC Davis or something like that.
Sure.
Whereas everybody else gets a good old-fashioned general practitioner. They just, they know they're like a jack of all trades, but they're a master of none.
Yeah.
So, and on top of it, let's say you got 10 people to get cancer. Well, there's a back room somewhere where there's some government bureaucrat is going to say, well, we can only treat 5 of these people. The other 5, that's what you call rationed care.
That is exactly what you call that, yes.
5 people will get the care, and 5 people will be sent home to die.
Everybody says, oh, we ought to do like the Canadian system. Oh, we ought to do like the British system.
Oh, no way.
Okay. Well, you know that word that everybody likes to use, equality? Well, you walk into a medical facility in Canada or in Great Britain.
They're horrible.
Yeah. You get equality, which means if you are having a heart attack, you got to wait for the kid with the broken arm to be treated first because everybody's equal, right? The other thing,
they don't believe in a triage system.
No, because it's equality. Everybody gets it. Everybody has a right to health care, so everybody gets it. And therefore, when you arrive first, you get that you are. It's first come, first serve. So
no. They can keep their system, and I think that stinks. But in Oklahoma, I can go just about anywhere and find treatment at a clinic, or I can go to a big place like Mercy or Integris. Personal care. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, get a primary care physician, all that kind of stuff. But in California, they believe in health maintenance organizations. They believe in the general practitioner because the specialists, they just they kind of dried up out there because everybody's getting paid government wages out
right.
there.
And why would you? If you're a special dancer, why
yes.
would you practice in California where you're not going to have an opportunity, no matter where you work, to make more money than anybody else? But if you go to work in any of the other states, you can
yep.
go to work for a system. Like, let's say you go to work for Mercy and they offer to pay you more than OU would pay. You know, you have an opportunity to make more money. Now, that is not to say that all oncologists become oncologists because they want to get paid a lot of money.
Exactly,
but,
yes.
But, that's why the brain trust in California, and I think it's also happening in Oregon and Washington, is drying up.
Well, and the other thing is, too, you know what they've instituted in Oregon? California instituted the same policy as Oregon. They now have euthanasia, which is horrible because, you know, they don't believe in the sanctity of life, and they'll send you home to die.
You go in, and you got cancer, and, okay, you can wait 8 to 10 weeks to see a specialist, or you can go home with this little pill and just take it when things start really getting bad.
That is the most.
And when you do, make sure you're laying down and that someone will find your body. Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? But that's the difference, though. That's what they've done. We live, mm-hmm. you know, I am a Christian. But the thing is we live in a secular America now where they're not looking you know, I always thought that we looked at people with the sanctity of life in mind.
Well,
you know,
I do. I mean, I do. I believe.
I do, too. But
I believe every life has a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
However, if a government bureaucrat gets control over your health care, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
So, anywho, I mean, keep educating the populace. We appreciate what you do out there, Lee. I'm going to head back to Watonga now.
All right, Howard. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9. Speaking of which, there is a new pancreatic cancer drug the FDA has approved. I'll tell you what it is and why it had absolutely nothing to do with socialized medicine coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. We're all still waiting and wondering what the new insurance commissioner is going to be like and what the new insurance commission is going to do. We don't know yet because we've got to wait for the general election, but the guy I wanted to win didn't, so we'll see what happens from here on out. But that underscores that now more than ever you need somebody who is going to be watching out for you when it comes to making an insurance claim, because as we move on day by day, month by month, the insurance companies get squirrelier and squirrelier. You can't pick up a headline these days without seeing another instance of where someone's getting ripped off or a claim is not being paid. That's where McRoof comes in. My good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof, 405-877-7663. They'll go over your roof with a fine-tooth comb, get the inspection taken care of. Then they fortify your roof. They build it back better. Does that sound familiar? Then they explain it to your insurance company, so your insurance company will pay for it and go, oh, that really is a better way to do things. And they won't have a chance to start their nonsense. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just
off I-40 and Meridian.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and immediate action can save a life. Our hands-only CPR class teaches you how to recognize cardiac arrest, call 911, and perform effective chest compressions until firefighters or first responders arrive. No medical background is needed, just the willingness to help. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule free training for your business, group, or organization.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
A possible trade war with Canada is heating up. We've got the Iran sanctions that could cripple their economy. There's a lot of news to navigate through the week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll dive into the news, tell you what I think about it, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. Again, it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your phone calls right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, low 71, partly cloudy tomorrow, high 97. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 100. Sunday, sunny, high 102. It's 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Ryan is in Yukon. Thank you for hanging on, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I wanted to get, I know you're up against the break here in a second. I wanted to get your reaction. There's a guy, a good guy, that I follow online. His name is Dan Threlkeld, and he used to be a meteorologist for Channel 4 many years ago. And now that he's retired, he can say what he wants about politics. And he said after watching the debate and after seeing the results of the election, he's thinking about voting for Cindy Munson for
governor.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this. The reason that it kind of caught my attention is he said this would be a first voting for a Democrat. And I assumed he was conservative because of some of the stuff he talks about. And he's not a political guy. He's just a retired, well-liked weatherman. And so I thought, how many people do you think are going to join with the sentiment that they didn't like the way Mazie came across, and therefore they're going to go vote for a Democrat? What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're throwing away your vote when you do that. But I also believe, hey, you know, that's what the right to vote is all about. You have a right to vote, which means you also have a right to choose not to vote. And you have a right to choose whatever or however you are going to vote. I don't think it's very wise of him to want to put his vote towards Cindy Munson, because I don't believe she'll be a very good governor. I don't believe Mazie's going to be a knockdown, drag-out prize of a governor either. But he's going to be at least a more conservative one than Cindy Munson. Now, if you're going to sit there and you're going to make your sole judgment about who is the better governor on their debate performance, well, then you're pretty shallow in how you make your choices. You know, you got to understand Mazie damn near died in a car accident, and he still has side effects from some of the medication and treatment that he's had to undergo to survive that. So maybe he doesn't think as sharp as he should. Maybe he does kind of stutter and stammer every now and then. That doesn't mean he's going to be a bad governor.
Exactly. And one last thing, let me say, I know you're about out of time. How could you go from being generally a Republican, a conservative, and just out of protest, go vote for somebody that's completely opposed to everything you believe in? To me, that's just insane, and I agree with what you said.
Yeah, well, then that means you probably weren't that conservative in the first place.
So that's true, Lee. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All righty. And a lot of those media guys, you know, he comes from, or at least he probably comes from, that generation of media person that at all costs protect your objectivity. You cannot be subjective. Protect your objectivity. So even if that means posting on Facebook something that maybe you aren't going to do just so it'll make you look more objective, I can easily see that happening, too, with some of these journalistas in their retirement when they're free to say things like that. He wouldn't have been free to say that when he was working for Channel 4. I don't think he would be now. That's for sure. Freedom 96.9.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma could hold its first state constitutional convention in 56 years. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
A new pill has been approved that nearly doubles the survival rates of patients dealing with pancreatic cancer.
The FDA on Wednesday approved a new pill from Revolution Medicine called RasinQ, which is taken once daily and inhibits a form of protein that makes tumors grow. The FDA says the pill is a treatment option for patients with advanced pancreatic cancer, which is one of the most deadly forms of cancer. In a late-stage clinical trial, patients who took the pill, on average, lived twice as long as those who got chemotherapy. The company that makes the pill says out-of-pocket costs for RasinQ will be about $40,000 a month. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A legal fight over custody of a baby with a rare heart defect born via surrogate continues after a Dallas judge extended a temporary restraining order for another 2 weeks. Tammy Trujillo reports.
Anti-abortion groups and Republican officials have taken up the case to rally behind the surrogate, who fled to Texas to give birth in a state with a near-complete abortion ban. The baby's parents say the baby boy is loved and wanted by them and say any other claim is false. The hearing included emotional testimony from the baby's mother, who said she and her husband are taking every medical step possible to save the child. The surrogate, McKenna West, admitted in court to withholding medical records.
The curtain will soon rise on a brand new Studio 54.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Studio 54 has been a theater since 1998, the home of some popular shows like Cabaret and the Rocky Horror Show. Now the city's approved a $100 million renovation led by the Roundabout Theater Company. It'll build a permanent stage and make the facility fully accessible. But there aren't plans to build an orchestra pit. Instead, workers will excavate one from the Gallo Opera House, which stood on the site before Studio 54. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma could hold its first state constitutional convention in 56 years. This after Governor Kevin Stitt announced plans to put the question before voters. Stitt has set a special election for April 6th of next year, saying Oklahoma voters should have the opportunity to decide whether a convention is needed. His executive order also greets the Oklahoma Constitutional Convention Commission, which will study the state constitution and recommend rules and procedures if voters approve the measure. The commission's report is due by December 31st of this year. Gateway Prevention and Recovery in Shawnee is closing its doors after over four decades of service to people dealing with mental health and substance use issues. The organization announced Wednesday that it's going to close September 30th, citing contract cuts, reduced funding, and financial challenges at both the state and federal levels that have impacted their ability to serve. Gateway says it made every effort to continue operating with staff working to maintain services for patients. The organization is now encouraging the community to continue supporting people who may be struggling and seeking help. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today. Cindy Munson, Democrat candidate for governor, is out with her platform, but it has some holes in it. I'll tell you what they are as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate breezy and hot weather with plenty of sunshine and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We shouldn't be giving water to something else when we need water for life.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
And we need water for our livestock. We're an agricultural town, not an industrial town.
Not last week.
We use a closed-loop system.
Not yesterday.
Keep things cool without constantly pouring water into the system.
Keep up with what's happening.
Today we are launching Operation Economic Outcast
now.
To foreclose the Iranian regime.
With a new Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things on the topic buffet of things that happened while you were at work today. I think, namely, an executive order was signed by the president earlier today that renamed Lake Ontario to Lake America. What do you think? There are two reasons the president did that. The first reason is that he's trying to mess with Canada because Canada is being a pouty, crying, complaining, whining child. They want the United States to not only defend them against all enemies, provide them with anything they need whenever they need it, and on the timetable they need it. And Trump is saying, look, if that's the way it's going to be, you may as well become one of our states. If we're going to feed you, clothe you, protect you, keep you warm, we may as well get your income tax and make you a state. Now, I don't know that he's dead set serious about that, but he's trying to illustrate to them how absurd they are being by being absurd. And so instead of having a Great Lake, most of which is bordered by the United States, named after a Canadian province, I just name it after America. Besides, it's still in the American continent, isn't it? Just like the Gulf of America? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Governor Kevin Stitt calling for a constitutional convention. Actually, that's inaccurate. He's not calling for a constitutional convention. He's calling for a vote on a constitutional convention. You may not know this. Our state constitution requires that the people of Oklahoma have an opportunity to vote whether or not we want to amend our constitution or have another complete constitutional convention every 20 years. We haven't had one since 1970. So not only do I believe, sure, we should have a vote on a constitutional convention. Maybe we ought to have the constitutional convention while we're at it, because there's some things in our constitution that I think are out of date and could probably be gotten rid of. Nothing major. Gettner Drummond says he has secured even more money for Oklahoma from the Facebook settlement. I'm sorry, Mr. Drummond, you did not single-handedly do that. You, along with 29 other states, did that. And the city of Norman has rejected 3 interchanges with the new turnpike. It doesn't mean they're going to stop the turnpike. Sorry, guys. Nice try. They're calling her the Chickasaw Commie. Is she really a nurse? Is she really Chickasaw? We'll be talking about that coming up on Freedom 96.9 and your calls to 405-608-4377, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What is your name? Hello.
Hello, this is Dean from El Reno.
Hello, Dean. Good to hear from you, sir.
I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you about, and one on the Canada deal. My understanding is Canada kept selling steel and aluminum from China and saying it was theirs, so China wouldn't have to pay the...
Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Wouldn't surprise me.
And that was the reason he got mad and said, no, we can't do this.
But, I mean, they're doing other things, too. They're doing a lot of other things, too. They are tariffing the hell out of our dairy goods. And that's because their dairy farms cannot produce what our dairy farms produce year-round because they get so damn cold in the winter.
Right. Second thing was on the state questions.
Yeah.
I personally thought no and no because the one about the ID, all that ID does now is it goes to our legislators. And, you know, I don't want that in the hands of them. I wanted to keep our Constitution the way it was. Way it was just because we already had voter ID with our driver's license.
Well, we do
now,
have. Yeah, we do
now
have.
Now we don't.
What do you mean we don't?
Well, we don't because if you'll read what it actually said, it said now the legislatures get involved and they can decide what your driver's license can be. It doesn't have to be a driver's license. And if they start giving illegals driver's license, then they can vote.
But they're not giving illegals driver's licenses because illegals cannot be licensed to drive in the state of Oklahoma.
But they said they would decide whether it's a driver's license or if it's some form of ID is what it says in the writing in that.
I have a concealed carry license. That is a legal ID for me to use when I go and vote. It doesn't have to be a driver's license. It can be your concealed carry license or a passport.
I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I just think we're leaving it in the legislators' hands to change something that we already had fixed, and all we did was actually gave it to them to do something different, and we already had it the way we wanted it.
No,
all we did
we
was,
gave it to
that
them.
Was my, that was what I read, and I'm just going by that. That's
we
why
gave
mine
it,
were
all
no's.
Right, all right, all right. You made your point, Dean. Now I'm going to make mine. We gave it to the legislature so they can put it in our Constitution as a constitutional amendment. Therefore, it will be official. Now, yes, you could turn around and say, but what if they decide they don't want to do it? Well, they could, but that would be idiotic because that's what the measure was for. The measure was to tell the legislature, put this in the damned Constitution. It will also codify the Save America Act. The Save America Act is the act that Trump has been trying to get passed, and the Senate has been a thorn in their side the entire time because 3 or 4 never-Trumper senators are still in that Senate, and they are still trying to deny any kind of victory for Trump. But what it will do, the Save America Act will mean that you have to show your ID to register to vote and show your ID to vote in federal elections. Well, if you don't already have that in your state constitution, you won't have to comply. So that's the secondary thing it does. But it doesn't matter now because it passed. So there's really no arguing it. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, what's your name?
Steve.
And you are where, if anywhere, Steve?
Sure.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you.
Good. I have got four or five things, so I'll be quick.
No, it's all right. We got time. We got time. Go ahead.
Okay. Bypasses are supposed to go around towns, not through them.
Yeah.
So I don't know why these turnpike guys are just obsessed with tearing up towns, and I don't know why.
Well, but, here's where their reasoning is. Their reasoning is, yeah, this will make it easy for the trucking industry to not get stuck in traffic in Norman and Moore. But, how Noble will get its own interchange, and people will stop in Noble, and it'll be good for Noble's economy. And that's the reasoning. That's the pretzel logic that they're going through.
Yeah, they'll wave as they go by, like every other town.
They sure will.
And the other thing was the kids' Meta money, it goes, you guys just don't understand. It should go to the legislature to be passed out as they see fit.
I agree.
The main issue is that they get a raise and all the teachers get a raise, and whatever's left will go to the kids' mental health. But they've got to get their raises and their pay raises for the teachers. So let's
I wish that's what would happen with the money, but unfortunately the court that awarded or that negotiated this settlement, that's what they said. It has to be, and it's not just Oklahoma, it's all the other states too. It has to be used for youth mental health services. And I'm not sure what that means.
And since some of the inmates in the Oklahoma County Jail are adult children,
that's true.
Some of it should go over to them because most of them have mental issues.
No, I would love to see it either go to the teachers. I'd love to see it go to the mental propping up our mental health facilities. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. All righty. And the only other thing I was going to mention was I think we should rethink this whole welfare system and make it all local. Get the federal government and federal money out of it. And then we don't have to worry about fraud, because then it's going to fall on these governors. They can say, hey, Newsom, or hey, Tim Walz, you're losing half your welfare to fraud. So you better straighten it out. And then their taxpayers would raise hell. But this way, they just wring their hands and say, well, we're investigating and nothing ever happens.
I see. That's what's happening. All right. That's
taxpayers locally had to pay for all these folks that draw it. I see it. Well, I won't say where I work, but I see it a lot. Mm-hmm. And you got able-bodied men coming in there saying, I just got out of jail and need a SNAP card.
Yeah.
And it infuriates me, but that's just what goes on.
Or, you know, this is what infuriates me. Okay. You have the person who has the SNAP card is there, and they have two carts. One cart is all the stuff they can buy with the SNAP benefits, and then the other cart is full of junk food that they cannot buy with the SNAP benefits.
Yeah.
So they're still buying the damn SNAP benefits. It's just freeing up more income for them to do that.
Right. And if you could cut out this fraud and these men that are drawing it that shouldn't be, you could give that much more to the mothers and babies that need it.
And we wouldn't have the inflation problem we do nationwide, because we're throwing all this money that is not being used for what it's supposed to be used for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cut USAID. They should cut this.
Mm-hmm.
They states, you're on your own.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you, Lee.
Thank you for listening in to Freedom 96.90. That was another part of one of Cindy Munson's platform issues. Yeah, I want to make sure everybody gets there. I want to remove the restrictions on SNAP benefits. Well, you can't really do that. That's a federal deal. And if the president sends down a mandate that you can't buy junk food with SNAP benefits, there's nothing you can say as a state governor that can change that. Sorry. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. And what is your name? Hello. All right, then. We'll move on. There we go. Food and Drug Administration yesterday approved a groundbreaking new drug for the most common form of pancreatic cancer, offering U.S. patients a more effective treatment against one of the deadliest types of cancer. FDA officials gave expedited approval to the first of its kind, Daraxonrasib. It blocks the mutated protein that fuels tumor growth in more than 90% of pancreatic cancer cases. 90%! It's an approach that previously eluded drug makers for decades. The daily pill will be sold by Revolution Medicines under the brand name Razonque. That's what it looks like. Or maybe it's Razonque. Anyway, patients taking the drug nearly doubled their survival time with fewer severe side effects in a study that randomly assigned them to receive the experimental treatment or more chemotherapy. The company-funded study enrolled 500 patients whose metastatic or spreading cancer had quit responding to prior treatment. Patients getting the new treatment lived for a median of 13 months compared to 6 months with chemotherapy recipients. Some of them don't even make it to chemotherapy. Pancreatic cancer is among the most deadly forms, largely in part because it's hard to detect before it spreads. You think you have a little bit of indigestion. The American Cancer Society estimates about 67,000 new cases will be diagnosed in the United States this year, 52,000. In fact, we know that Dolly Parton died of cancer. We haven't been told what type of cancer. I'm suspecting it's pancreatic because it was only, what, back in May we found out she wasn't doing well, and then all of a sudden she's gone. Most cancers other than pancreatic don't kill you that quick. Unless it's lung cancer that you ignored for years and years and years. Now, I don't think Dolly Parton ever smoked or ever had a reason to have pancreatic cancer because of her voice. I'm sorry, lung cancer. But pancreatic is very scary, and it can come upon you a number of ways. That's why when your doctor prescribes omeprazole for you to keep you from getting regular heartburn, well, one of the things that helps prevent is stomach cancer and pancreatic cancer. Another thing is untreated diabetes. If you have type 1 or 2 diabetes and you don't treat it, it can result in pancreatic cancer in the long term. It's really scary, really is. And I know two people who've had pancreatic cancer. One got it so early, detected so early, that she didn't even have to have chemotherapy, and she's still walking upright and breathing air. The other was my cousin, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in February and was dead by May. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Bananas. That is the only way to describe the stock market right now. It is going bananas. The money market's not too bad either. And thanks to Michael McGuire, who I have allowed, he calls it wealth management. I had to chuckle. Wow, I never knew I had any wealth. I knew I had a nest egg, but I didn't know it was called wealth. Anyway, he's taken my wealth and he's really made it grow over the last 6 months, 7 months that I've been doing business with him. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, he can do the same for you. And you can hear him talk about it this weekend on his Bull and Bear show, which is on Freedom 96.9. That'll be Saturday at 10 a.m. So catch him there. Or better still, let me give you his home phone number, 405-760-5863. Now, if you are, ooh, I heard about this hot thing. Well, I'm not sure he's the guy, but I do know that he knows what the buzz is when it comes to that kind of thing. And he also knows how to be conservative and how to just sit back and relax and let the markets do their thing. That's what I've experienced from Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th. That's Route 66, by the way, in downtown Bethany. McGuire Capital.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom 96.9.com. Our hosts are always right.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals, in my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your TGIF Friday morning, it's a First Responder Friday. The Oklahoma City Fire Department will be joining us. We'll cover all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, and there was quite a bit going on. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments. Let's go into the weekend right, starting Friday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Going to be changing the name of Lake Ontario, effective immediately, to Lake America.
And he did, with the stroke of a pen. Not an auto pen either. Renaming Lake Ontario, Lake America. Lee Matthews in the drive, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Deanne in Midwest City, thank you for hanging on.
You bet. I get so excited when he does something crazy like that. I think it's funny. Hey, my friend, her mom, she got tested for, you know, the annual, whatever they do. And in 6 months, that lump had killed her.
Wow. Oh, was it breast cancer?
Yeah.
Wow.
It just showed up, you know, it just that quickly. But since you were talking about pancreatic, that sounds like a god-awful, horrible death, too.
Yeah,
I know.
You can't eat because your food is not digesting, and it's just a miserable existence until finally your liver shuts down. And, it's terrible. It is.
Yeah, the liver is a really bad way to go, too, because you throw up blood and everything until you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on that happy note, I'll let you go.
Very nice, pleasant conversation from Deanne in Midwest City. Yes, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Rodney says, Lee, in 2017, an MIT professor named Max Tegmark asked the people building artificial intelligence to name the worst thing that could happen to us. Tegmark wrote out 12 possible endings in a book called Life 3.0. Then there's the 13th, the one Tegmark never wrote down because it didn't exist yet. The company building the future is also the one deciding which one you live in. And he provides a link to a video That looks to be about an hour long. So, Rodney, I apologize. I do not have an hour to watch whatever this video is to get whatever in the hell it is you're trying to tell me. So please, when you send me an email like this, you summarize what it is your point is. John writes, basically, no matter what method is used or engineered, I think the state of Oklahoma should state their concerns and have the floor legislated as a piece of admission for the resource-hungry industry to build to that standard instead of chasing the buzzwords and constant lawsuits and injunctions, etc. John, I gather you're talking about data centers. So your advice is to come up with a set of standards and then have that as the mandate so that if you want to build a data center in Oklahoma, here's what you got to do. I don't have a problem with that, but that also takes the power away from municipalities. One municipality may have a need, the other municipality doesn't. One municipality may be willing to make a deal because of the tax.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The Iran war is putting a new strain on U.S. weapons stockpiles, raising concerns among allies facing China in the Pacific. More than 30 American ships were moved to the Middle East, while depleted missile supplies are delaying some deliveries to Asian partners. President Trump has signed an executive order renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America.
So if you think about it, we have a Gulf and we have a lake. Now all we need is an ocean. So maybe we'll have to change the name of the Atlantic and or the Pacific. Maybe we'll change them both.
The move comes as trade tensions with Canada escalates. The name Ontario dates back to the 1600s. Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 105 points, the S&P 500 gaining 55 points, and the NASDAQ rising 411 points. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
From America's News Network USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma could hold its first state constitutional convention in 56 years. This after Governor Kevin Stitt announced plans to put the question before voters. Stitt has set a special election for April 6th of next year, saying Oklahoma voters should have the opportunity to decide whether a convention is needed. His executive order also greets the Oklahoma Constitutional Convention Commission, which will study the state constitution and recommend rules and procedures if voters approve the measure. The commission's report is due by December 31st of this year. Gateway Prevention and Recovery in Shawnee is closing its doors after over four decades of service to people dealing with mental health and substance use issues. The organization announced Wednesday that it's going to close September 30th, citing contract cuts, reduced funding, and financial challenges at both the state and federal levels that have impacted their ability to serve. Gateway says it made every effort to continue operating with staff working to maintain services for patients. The organization is now encouraging the community to continue supporting people who may be struggling and seeking help. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
By the way, I hope you will join me as I broadcast live next Friday, not tomorrow, but next Friday, I will be at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Good opportunity for you to come by and see the great place that they've got, the great service department they've got, and the great amount of vehicles they've got there in El Reno. It's a short drive for great savings and great service, and I will be doing the drive from that location next Friday from 4 p. to 7 p., so come by and get a selfie. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off of the Route 66 roundabout, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. You know, they're a family-oriented business, and while others are succumbing to corporate policies, I'm starting to see a breaking point. I really am. People have had enough with the automation. They've had enough for the impersonal touch. They've had enough with the click here, push here, whatever, fill this out here, kiosk. They want to talk to people. People, we're gregarious. Human beings are gregarious by nature. And that's a fancy word for we like to be with other people. And they know that at Frontier Auto Group. So that's why they're still doing it that way. Looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and handing you the keys, or the key fob, as it were, these days. 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Yesterday, we talked about the DHS committing fraud. Will they now have to pay some of that money back? I'll tell you as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 69. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate breezy and hot weather with plenty of sunshine and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
As if that weren't hysterical enough.
He is a Christian nationalist, a mediocre white man.
That was a TikTok video posted by Oklahoma's own Nakayla Thomas. Nakayla Jasmine Thomas, who defeated Jim Priest as the Democrats' official nominee for the U.S. seat in Oklahoma. She is facing, and probably will lose to, Republican Kevin Hern in November. In that TikTok video where she's screaming at the top of her lungs and thrashing around her own bedroom, she's looking for a pair of scissors, and then in her other hand is a picture of Mark Wayne Mullen. And then she cuts up the picture of Mark Wayne Mullen. And the video ends with her saying, "He's a Christian nationalist and a white supremacist." Well, mediocre white man, that's what she says. Mediocre white man. All right, so Nakayla Jasmine Thomas. Let's explore for just a minute, shall we? Yeah. She was asked during an interview with NBC if she considered herself a capitalist or a socialist. She responded, "Capitalism is what's destroying our country right now." Later in the interview, she described capitalism as inevitable, adding that she supports people owning their own businesses and property. So capitalism is destroying us, or it is okay for people to own businesses and property? She has a spouse who is in the military, so she doesn't want to defund the Defense Department, but she does want to abolish ICE and have open borders, no internal enforcement of foreign enemies. She also wants universal everything from health care to child care with the central government planning. She claims to be tri-racial, that she is a member of the Chickasaw tribe. She's part African-American and part white. She also claims to be the mother of someone with autism. And she claims to be a nurse. Tribes are arguing whether or not she actually is a Chickasaw. Other tribes are arguing about her on Threads. One of the Cherokee opposes her because of her lack of experience and her changing opinions. I would say her changing opinions are enough of a reason. Oh, and the screaming fit, tearing up her room, trying to cut up a picture of Mark Wayne Mullen. Now, why would she cut up a picture of Mark Wayne Mullen? Is it because he is the head of ICE or the head of the Department of Homeland Security, therefore ICE? Or is this video old enough that she had declared her candidacy for Senate to run against him when he was still the senator? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I don't know, but thanks a lot for listening in today on Freedom 96.9 and The Drive. What do you think? What do you think of our own Nikayla Jasmine Thomas? Now, she has two other names attached there, too, so I don't know why she has so damn many names. And Nikayla is spelled N-apostrophe-K-I-Y-L-A. So, it's like she can't even spell her own name. Unless that's supposed to be significant to the Chickasaw Nation in some way. 405-608-4377. Boyd writes, "Lee, Nikayla Thomas claims to be a nurse, but there's no employment history that can be found. No listing on either of the Oklahoma Board of Nursing or Tennessee where she claims to have received an associate degree. Not an RN or an LPN." Well, if all she has is an associate degree, Boyd, she's not a nurse. She could be an aide. She could be a tech, like a surgical tech. Even then, I think you have to have some sort of other certification. Anyway, Boyd goes on to claim, "May have been in Kentucky. I will try to see if I can find more." Now, Boyd, thanks a lot for sharing that on. Let's see here. Joe writes, "It seems to me, Lee, that Nikayla Jasmine Thomas, I've seen it spelled both ways, is our own Oklahoma version of AOC. I agree. I agree, Joe. Thanks a lot. Very good. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. And then the other thing that we are learning more about is Cindy Munson's platform. Cindy Munson said she wants to prioritize education, health care, and bringing Republicans and Democrats together on day one, because she says she knows there is a coalition of us. All right, that sounds good enough. I mean, that bringing the Republicans and Democrats together, I think that's a good thing. I don't think the Republicans and the Democrats in Oklahoma are as divided as they are in other states. That is, if you remove Nikayla Jasmine Thompson. Munson said she's been serving with both parties, who may not agree on everything, but they are good people who want to deliver for their constituents. Yeah, that's what being a legislator is all about. She says, should she become governor, it will be shared constituents, and that she wants to bring folks together on making it through our budget, reprioritizing our tax dollars, figuring out where we need to cut in terms of tax credits and exemptions, and instead putting that back into our public education system and healthcare. Okay, you're treading you need to tread very lightly, Cindy Munson, when it comes to education and healthcare. There's going to be a huge crisis in front of us, she says. Should the federal government move toward cutting SNAP, cutting Medicaid, cutting early Head Start? I don't see how that would be a huge crisis other than saving a lot of tax money that is being wasted. She goes on to say, we're going to have to come together and figure out how we're going to protect these programs for Oklahomans. All right, well, Cindy, you're being speculative right there. You are being speculative. You're speculating. Now, SNAP benefits have not been cut. SNAP benefits have just had their criteria changed. You can still get the benefits. You can't spend them on certain items that are not healthy. Same with Medicaid. You're going to have to prove that you are working or trying to work. Head Start? I haven't read about any cuts to Head Start. Other than Democrats wanting there to be more money pumped into Head Start so that more kids get into Head Start at an earlier age so the government can then start indoctrinating you with a Head Start. She says we have to protect Medicaid expansion. Why? Why? Why do we need to expand Medicaid? Right now, Medicaid goes to the poorest of the poor, people who aren't making a certain level of money. I will fight tooth and nail to make sure that those federal dollars continue to come back to Oklahoma. I don't know where they're going if they're not coming to us right now. What I really want to look at are the things that we can work on. I've seen policies around increasing teacher pay. I've seen policies, I'll give a plug for myself, one of my own is addressing affordability and these corporations that want to come in and use AI or dynamic pricing techniques to increase prices on groceries for people in communities where all they have is a big box store as a grocery store. All right, let's attack that one thing at a time. There is no affordability crisis. Some things are more expensive than others because of the marketplace. That is why it is a marketplace. That is what capitalism is about. Corporations that want to come in and use AI or dynamic pricing techniques. I don't know what you're talking about, unless you're talking about the data centers. The data centers are not using AI for dynamic pricing techniques. They're using AI to solve problems. And in order to use AI to solve problems, they have to have data centers. And in order to have data centers, they have to have space to build the data centers. Communities that all they have is a big box store, is a grocery store. What's wrong with that? Usually that big box store is where you're going to get the better buy. And that's why people go to the big box stores. If you're talking about Walmart and Sam's and what's the other one? Costco. Those are the things she said she wants to do day one and work with Republicans to get it done. Okay. You didn't say anything about Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. You didn't say anything about income tax. You didn't say anything about property taxes. You didn't say anything about reducing that affordability. When asked about the Inola aluminum smelter, she said she would hit pause. Well, you know, all that affordability you keep talking about, and the affordability you want to bring into Oklahoma, that will come if people have jobs, and people will have jobs if you allow places to come into Oklahoma that want to hire people. And people who and places that want to hire people have to have something to make and to hire people in order to make that. That's what the smelter is all about. So if you're going to hit pause, you're already attacking your own affordability idea. And when it comes to data centers, she said she wants a moratorium on them. Well, you know what? There already is in many of the communities. And I will see what I just said about the smelter when it comes to data centers providing jobs and tax bases. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So right now I'm seeing Cindy Munson as nothing but an empty suit, but what do you think? Lee Matthews in the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. Eric here. How are you doing?
Eric, it's good to hear from you, sir. Where are you?
I'm heading south on the 77.
In Oklahoma City?
Yes, Oklahoma City.
Okay, sir. Go ahead.
The data centers. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering about the connection, what I heard about, like, 401ks, retirement, pegging it, raise AI against China. Did you hear anything more about that?
About the 401ks doing what?
To boost our race, our AI race, since having a race against China.
Okay.
So we want to... So Larry Fink, I think he talked about using our 401ks in order to accelerate our capabilities. And I'm just wondering, because the Chinese, they've been always coming up with those models that can use the same hardware but get more out of it. And so those data centers, we're investing a lot in hardware.
Yes.
But they keep making quicker, cheaper AI models. And so I'm a little worried if we are using our 401ks in order to get a head start. Because
I personally am not, because my 401k, well, it's more of an IRA than a 401k, but most of my investment is in the money market right now, and the money market's doing me quite well. Now, yes, right now, as far as investment is concerned, the on-fire investments in the stock market are anything that have to do with 401ks. So if you have a company that builds the anything that has to do with the data centers. So if you have a company that helps build those data centers, the stock in that company is going to go up. If you have a company that lays concrete for data centers, your stock is going to go up. So that's why they're saying that if you have a 401k or an IRA and you're looking for something to put some money in, that would be the way to go. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, so check with your professional, but not me.
That was, I think I oversaw this on the news. I mm-hmm. saw Larry Fink of BlackRock talking to Congress about how important it is to win that race. Like you're saying, you're either
want
to be on the train or under it.
Yeah.
And so, BlackRock, they have a lot of assets. That's a lot
they
of
do.
Money.
And they do.
I think they're very connected to the 401k.
They are. So they are. Yeah.
How is that? Did you hear any connections between them?
I didn't hear any connection. I did hear that there is the negative aspects we're hearing of the data centers, they use all the water, they use all the electricity, they make too much noise. I have read that that is propaganda coming from China to discourage development of data centers in the United States so that China can catch up and even pass us up when it comes to AI technology.
But as well, the exact opposite could be true. You know, it could be just entice us to build all these data centers and then come up with cheaper models that can do way more.
I see what you're saying.
Retirement is pegged to that, then we are really in it.
Well, then you just need to need to retire before that happens.
Absolutely. Nowadays, you know, it's like I've got to have some time amplifier if I want to catch that up.
You do. Yes. I got to leave it right there, Eric, but I'll do some more homework on that, I promise, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews with The Drive. Medicare can be a wonderful thing, and it can also be a nightmare. It's Lee Matthews for the Well Preserved Advisory Group. I was having lunch with Eunice Corey just the other day, and she was telling me about some horror stories. Blaumansville County, Farmer Brown, his wife needed a certain procedure. He brings her into the hospital, gets the procedure, and then finds out, oh, you lost your Medicare. What? How did I lose my Medicare? Well, that insurance company that called you about 6 months ago and got you to sign up, well, that kicked you off Medicare. It can happen. Don't let it. If you were born in 1961 or getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts, don't be confused and don't be manipulated. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They will not only get you signed up for Medicare, but they'll also determine what else you might need and build a plan that works for you. and you won't get one of those nightmarish phone calls. Again, call the team at a Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Mondami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your programs? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Former state senator.
Putting more investment into our public schools, protecting health care, finding ways to bring better economic opportunities for working families. Should I be elected governor, I would put a moratorium, a pause on any new projects. What I'm hearing from Oklahomans is that protecting our natural resources is an absolute priority, and they want to see that coming from their next governor.
I'm sorry, Cindy Munson, you can't have it both ways, okay? You can't stop business that's going to hire people and keep people employed in Oklahoma. You can't stop them from coming in and turn around and pay for all this stuff that you want to pay for. Got to come from somewhere. And the only solutions that you seem to be offering are the types of solutions where we have to raise taxes, and nothing else. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and the Drive. Rudy writes, Lee, I was rather surprised that State Question 846, the voter ID issue, didn't pass by a larger margin in Oklahoma. I was thinking it would pass by at least 65%. Do you have any speculation as to why the margin wasn't higher? Because so many people, Rudy, thought, wait a minute, we already have to show our ID. They didn't understand this was codifying it constitutionally. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
I'm John in Ponca City.
Hello, John. Don't have a lot of time left, but what I have is yours.
They were codifying the SAVE Act that I hope will be passed.
Yes.
That's why they did that.
Yes.
So if people don't get that, that's okay.
Well, it's a moot point now because it passed.
Correct.
Yeah. For this guy to sit here and gripe. Pass, The guy who's griping about it, it's only 55%. I thought already, well, who cares? It won. You won. A win is a win.
That's right. A win's a win. Well, and the opposite of your smelter argument, you're saying, well, let's bring it in, or you would say, you know, get on the train or get ran over by the train. Well, we voted down data centers with the other state question, which we voted opposite on that, I know. but that is a big disincentive to everybody who wants to continue to build data centers here in this great state, and that would bring a whole lot of money to the small communities.
Yeah, but
yes,
I mean...
I know it would have gone to the legislation general fund as far as part of the tax, but the property taxes and the sales taxes go straight to that community. I think that outweighs the other problem.
Yeah, but won't it still go? I mean, if a community wants to have one and they build one, won't they still get that money?
Yeah, they will, but I'm just saying that these companies come in and they look at the question we voted down,
mm-hmm.
and then say, well, I don't know, maybe we should go to Kansas, or maybe we should go to
Missouri. Well, it doesn't seem to be doing anything right now, because we still got Cloverleaf and a bunch of others that we want to build data centers here in Oklahoma, so...
Well, people just need to get over it. I totally agree with you on the get on the train or get ran over by the train, because that's a lot of money.
And it's coming whether we like it or not. Gotta
that's
run.
That's right, and I'd rather go to the state of Oklahoma.
Thank you, John. Glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.